Appreciate it.
Anthony DiGiuseppe, Jr.
Jr., come on up.
EMS Station 105 project change orders.
Chip off the old block.
Morning, Council. I'm here today to present change order number one for the Sussex County Emergency Medical Service South Coastal Station 105. The project is approximately 70% complete. The change order is comprised of three adjustments to the project. The first change order, or number one, would be 16 additional working days was requested by the contractor, who was RBCI Incorporated, because of multiple snow days and below freezing temperatures, which caused the ground to be frozen. And we got quite a bit of snow as well in February and March. Sussex County Engineering Department has agreed to only 12 of the 16 days requested, since our on-site inspector showed discrepancies in the weather and the work performed during those days requested. Number two, the subgrade soils, existing subgrade soils in the garage area were deemed unacceptable for the placement of concrete. The soils were evaluated on March 11, 2015 by Hills and Carnes Associates, which they are a geotechnical company. Their soil scientist came out and he gave us a recommendation how to remediate the soils. It basically consisted of blending the 10 to 12 inches of the existing soil with Portland cement. And the soil ratio was a 194 pound bag of Portland cement for every 30 square feet. So for the garage area, this ended up being 67 bags of Portland cement for the 2,000 square feet garage area. The contractor's proposal for this work and materials is $2,500. Number three, the existing subgrade soils in the driveway were the same as the garage area, so they were unsuitable for the placement of hot mix. Hills and Carnes also tested the soils in this area on March 11, 2015. The same recommendation was given, and for a 5,100 square foot driveway, this would equate to 170 bags of Portland cement. This request includes seven additional working days. However, the Sussex County Engineering Department has only agreed to four of the 7 days requested. The contractor's proposal for work and materials is $7,500.
Why wouldn't this type of work be done before you even bid the thing out? Why wouldn't you have soils tested before the fact?
Soil test wasn't required to do the stormwater design for this project because we didn't have any infiltration basins or anything. All the stormwater was discharged into a tax ditch.
Yeah.
So we didn't have to do any soil analysis or soil borings or anything for the stormwater design.
Then what made you think to do it after the fact?
When they were undercutting, taking the topsoil off, is where they discovered this Pocomoke silt material, which is a non-organic. It's actually has similar properties to topsoil. And when the contractor noticed it, and our on-site inspector noticed it, is when we got it tested.
You have what? I didn't hear the last words.
That's when we got it tested, when we noticed that after they had took the topsoil off that this material was underneath.
So what was the requirement for that, 4 inches?
4 inches of for the driveway or for the garage area.
Well, what do you want done, the driveway?
Both of them, right? The garage was... 6 inches of stone, 6 inches of concrete.
Hmm.
And
you plan on bringing in tractor and trailers fully loaded, I guess?
Well, we have, it's a three-bay garage for the EMS trucks, and I mean, they're 11,000 pounds each.
That's a long ways from 80.
It might, following up on what Mike just said, it might be a good practice to do soil testing, because I can't believe it's that expensive.
I can't either.
And it probably anytime we're doing disturbing stuff, we ought to be making it as basically, standard operating procedure.
Right. We did have soil borings completed at another project, which was a couple hundred feet away from where the site was. I mean, this is located at our treatment facility.
Yeah.
So we did have some tests and borings done a few years ago when they did expansion number two out there. So we had an idea, but I mean, this soil wasn't throughout the whole site. It was only in specific areas.
Right. But again, it might just, again, save time, save money, and be, just be a better way to approach any project we do.
Any more questions to council?
Real quick, I thank you for being here, by the way. Sure. But I'm still a little confused. I know there's two separate items here, right? $2,500 and then $7,500.
Correct.
$2,500 is it relates to because the soil I think was found to. Now, who's saying that the soil that was found is not?
We had Hills and Karnes, their
geotechnical
company. They sent out a soil scientist, and he did tests on the soils. He came out to the field and he did multiple tests. Let's see, I have a map here.
I mean, but is the soil that was found not deemed to be what?
Acceptable for the concrete above in the garage area and the driveway hot mix in the driveway area.
But it wouldn't support it.
Is that what it is? It won't support it. Support the weight, basically?
Correct.
So they have to dig it out and then put in some other stuff, I guess.
Well, instead of doing that, I would actually would have been very costly to do that. In some areas, some of the soil went down 3 to 4 feet. Okay. So instead of taking all that out and bringing in, you know, a good material, the recommendation from the soil scientist was to mix the top 10 to 12 inches with this Portland cement. And that actually would tighten it up, and that would allow us to go on with our normal subbase over top of that.
Okay. And then the $7,500 was for?
That was for the driveway area. The $2,500 was for the garage, and the $7,500 was to remediate the driveway area.
Okay. So in the end, you're comfortable with this?
I am.
Okay.
You have a motion, sir? I'm sorry, Mr. Wilson.
I'm wondering why we just didn't go ahead and pour 6 inches. I just can't believe we're still putting all this under it. It's just ridiculous. I poured a lot of concrete and never, 4 inches, my goodness, this take me forever. And you go with 2 more extra inches, and then you go with all this to me, it's taxpayers' money, it seems to me, and it's very wasteless, very foolishly spent. That's my opinion.
You have a motion, sir?
I do. Be it moved based upon a recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change order number 1 for Sussex County project number 1405, Sussex County Medical Services South Coastal Station 105 with RBCI Incorporated of Eastern Maryland be approved in the amount of $10,000, which increases the contract total to $507,660 and extends the contract term by 16 calendar days.
Pleasure of council.
So moved.
Motion, second. Mr. Cole, second. Mr. Arlett. Mm-hmm. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
No.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Mr. President.
I do think we should maybe consider some of this soil boring samplings on some of these projects before the fact and not, you know, whatever.
Mr. President.
I'm not an engineer, so I don't take it that way. But I'm just.
There's still a chance we could have missed it because there's just sort of a swap because when you do the boring, you don't bore the entire site.
Sure.
Following up on that, maybe we might want to ask Mr. Izzo. I don't know what it requires for somebody to become a soil scientist. Okay, with the staff we have, is it possible for somebody to go off and become certified as a soil scientist, and then we have one on staff because we do a heck of a lot of projects, and I just think. After a while, you know, with the amount of work we do, a soil scientist on staff might not be a bad idea. And it may be some individual that's already currently working for the county that could be further trained. And Todd, if maybe you and Mr. Izzo.
We can look into that.
And look into it, see if there's any merit to something like that? Because
we're going to be hiring some project engineers here in the near future, and perhaps that is a. Something that we could look into as part of their specific qualifications.
It would be nice, I think, and it could be quite a bit of savings there when we start doing these projects.
Maybe. An employee plus benefits is quite an expensive proposition as well. So,
what did it cost us to bring this soil scientist in?
$1,200 was what the cost was.
Okay.
And he did six different.
Okay. The district doesn't do that.
But how many do we do in a year?
Well, that's 1,200 on top of what we already had to have.
Well, yeah.
Factory. So we're up here.
Anyway, just something to look into, please. That's all I'm suggesting.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dr.
Next, Jewel Gibbons. Pump Station 207 in Force Main, change order number 1. Now you're going to do better because you're going to give us money back.
That's a good thing.
Not as many questions, I'm certain.
Smart to get in the lineup like that.
Good morning. I have one item for your consideration. And this is a change order for pump station 207 and Force Main Contract 12-23. Recall that Pump Station 207 is a regional pump station in the West Rehoboth Sanitary Sewer District that is slated to see additional flows from several projects in the area, and this is the reason for the work at Pump Station 207. Change order number one is a credit to the contract in the amount of $4,062.10. This is as a result of changes to the contract arising from more efficient force main alignment and additional instrumentation at Pump Station 207 that represents a tie-in to other projects that are now under design.
You have a motion?
Yeah.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change order number one for contract 12-23 Pump Station 207 on Forest Main be approved, which decreases the contract amount by $4,062.10 for a new total of $4,119,748.80.
I'll offer that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Absolutely.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you for being here.
Old business, Mr. Lank. Conditional use number 2008.
We have one item of old business this morning. Conditional use 2008, the application of John Martin to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a trucking business and parking of vehicles to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 35,011 square feet, more or less, for land lying northwest of Millsboro Highway, Route 24, 300 feet northeast of Lewis Road, being Route 409, with a 911 address of 30102 Millsboro Highway, Millsboro, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 133, Map 20, Parcel 17.17. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on February 12th of 2015, rendered their decision on February 26th of 2015. Council public hearing was on March 31st of 2015. And before I make the commission recommendation, the council on March 31st of 2015 did ask that the staff go out and inspect this site again and determine the number of vehicles, the number of any activities in violation. What we did find was that the applicant, as he presented in his testimony, does have one tractor trailer truck, just the truck on the site, and the rest of the vehicles were his personal vehicles. He had several. He also has a box trailer parked on the site, which is actually a trailer for the purpose of hauling his race car, which is inside the trailer. There were no other tractor trailers or trailers on the site. I'll pass down a picture if you want to see it.
Yes.
All right. So if you went out there today, you didn't see any county violations is what you're...
Now, what he has are personal and family vehicles. There were a box trailer, which had a race car in it. That's not unusual in Sussex County. And one tractor truck, basically.
So if we have approved a conditional use, he can still have that stuff, irregardless of, we can't.
Just personal vehicles.
Yeah, we can't put as a conditional use that he can't park his personal.
When we originally, the site, we received complaints. We went through the violation process. The site was violated he had three tractor trailers there.
Oh.
That time,
on the site at that time. He has since, according to his testimony, sold the two tractor trailers, or the two tractors they call them, and he moved his trailers, which he had a few trailers also, to Pittsville, where he goes drives his truck down to Pittsville to pick up his trailers before he does any hauling. He does not bring the trailers to this site.
Mm-hmm. Well, wouldn't you with where we are today with this site and what your staff found when they went there, and is all vehicles owned by the property owner?
By the tenant.
Tenant.
Tenant. Mm-hmm.
Right.
There's no need for conditional use.
Right.
Well, the conditional use process, if you approve the conditional use, it makes it more clear to the tenant and the landowner that he is approved for the what purpose he's requesting, and with limitations if you put conditions on that approval.
Yes. Mr. President, one of the things that I did after the county hearing, I asked my staff to put together some findings and conditions. Those conditions track the same conditions that would be used in a home occupation that would be allowed. So that way there would be clarification as to what the conditions are, which are basically home occupation. And I asked Mr. Lank to take a look at those, and he did take a look at those that did track that. So we did, create a motion in the affirmative with those conditions that track home occupation. And then, of course, I've got findings if anyone wanted to vote against that.
Can you distribute it, or do you have it just in?
I have that.
Yes, we're planning and zoning to come up with.
Look at it and stare at it for a second.
That's it.
Well, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended this application be
denied,
originally deferred, and then they made a recommendation on the 26th of February. The recommendation was denial.
That's what I thought they did. But nothing's changed
since then. With reasons as previously stated.
Maybe not. Yeah, right, but nothing's changed since then.
No, technically not. But the issue, as I said earlier, was that originally there were three trucks.
Yeah.
So driver doesn't drive three different trucks typically.
So under conditions, well, we would...
They looked at it possibly as a storage area. Yeah, the guy was using it for storage, even though it's his personal stuff. It seems excessive when you look at the picture.
Originally, there was three tractors.
Right.
Truck.
Right. Wasn't he also selling vehicles out of there at one time?
He was selling his own personal vehicles. Mm-hmm. He owned all the vehicles he was selling.
Mm-hmm.
And you're limited on that through motor vehicle. You can only sell, I think it's 8 vehicles annually.
But still,
it's considered a business.
That is considered a business. I mean, if you're in the business of selling 8 cars a year.
Right. That's what this...
Yeah, I mean, it seems this applicant has pushed the envelope, and we're like in a gray area on how to deal with it. And you're suggesting, Everett, that by approving a conditional use, is that what this is?
This is a motion for approval, and in particular, if you look at H and then I, and it has the conditions, and those conditions are the same type of conditions you're allowed as a home occupation.
So this, I recall this one, Mr. President, may I? And that would be the, whether, he has come forth, I guess, for perhaps approval to let the neighbors know that it's okay what he's doing. This is not required because he's already permitted, correct? I think if I recall.
Well, then we violated him.
Correct.
Correct. When he was here last, I recall the conversation, and that was that truly the applicant, this application is really not required because he is abiding by the current home occupation rules. So, but the fact is he has provided an application. So really just as a reaffirmation of what he's doing is okay, as I see it. Would that be an accurate statement? Okay.
And I also prepared reasons if anyone wanted to vote for denial. I've prepared the reasons there as well.
My only concern is that the number of vehicles can creep up, and, it's going to be hard to enforce. So, I don't know.
But do we have any limitations in our code what someone on their property or property they rent?
Only unlicensed vehicles.
Right, but licensed vehicles.
Licensed vehicles, there is no limit.
Right.
In current regulation.
Correct.
In residential area.
Lawrence.
In an area.
Right, okay. So this is residential, though.
My question is, the motor vehicle permits, that's got nothing to do with land use, motor vehicle permits a guy to sell 8 vehicles a year.
That's what I
doesn't have to be one at a time. Could be so even though motor vehicles is that, again, we're in the land use business, he would be in violation if he put 8 personal vehicles out there For sale, at one time.
Yeah, at one time.
And what he's been, and that's what's, right?
No.
He wouldn't be in violation.
His, they're his personal property and they're licensed vehicles.
Well, wait a minute, if I have a used car business,
yeah,
and I buy those cars, they're mine.
But George, there's a difference. Go ahead.
Tell me how the difference, I mean, I am trying to be a logical man.
They're licensed in his name and not, in, or in the family name, they're not all his personally, they're family members also, but.
Okay, there's something wrong with our ordinance if we permit, because motor vehicle, we don't care about motor vehicle. What we care about is the land use activity. Eight vehicles in a residential neighborhood for sale at one time is a violation.
Well, I've never seen one with eight vehicles for sale at one time. But
I had somebody ask me if he could do it on our property. I said no. Somebody would never let you do that.
Find one and buy it for a deal, and then he fixes it up and sells it. That's what a lot of them do.
Their
personal vehicle.
I would have to ask our attorney. Could you, if an individual in a residential neighborhood had eight vehicles out for one time and they're his and the county violated them, could you defend that, saying that he was in violation of county code because here's eight vehicles lined up across the front of the property at one time for sale? That is
George,
a guy who's in the business of selling cars.
George, the first thing would be hard to prove if he did not put for sale signs on them. And he lines his car.
Okay, well, I'm just saying.
And how would you go to prove that?
Well, we don't have no. Don't forget the signs, whether you have signs or not. If you have eight cars lined up for sale,
I don't have a car.
And they're all your personal things.
They're licensed vehicles.
There you go.
Under the code.
You're going to tell me that that's not a violation?
No.
You don't think a lawyer for the opposition could beat you on that one?
I don't know. But
we
no,
pay him
I'm,
big money to get an I don't know.
That's
I
right.
don't know. Yeah. I don't know if I like it.
I mean, honestly, I don't. Under the code, though, it would be permitted.
That's right.
I could have had a business.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Everybody in the county could have. No, that's it's. I think you guys better really look at that.
George,
I can't imagine you could defend that. I think I think a judge or would look at that and say, no, wait a minute, eight cars out in front of a property for sale at one time.
George, it makes
you're in the car business. You've crossed the threshold. Yes, sir.
Let me help answer that question.
Pop, what?
Well, I happen to know some people's got used car business, and they do not tag their cars in their name. They do not pay that transfer tax again.
Right. Sam.
Isn't that correct? And so when they buy them cars, they don't say they're all my cars and I want to sell them. They're not. They're really
Sam.
They've never transferred.
We're in the land use business. We don't care what motor vehicle.
Oh, well, yes, we do care.
No, we don't. We don't. I'm telling you right now, guys, I think you're wrong. I think you, I bet you we couldn't win that, Everett, if you had to do.
How many could I have?
How many women have?
Well, I'm just saying, if you put
how many could I have?
I don't know. I'm just saying, if you're.
My own shit, could I do it?
I would say this, Mike, I would say this. If you had a car out in front of your house, one, and continuously had a for sale, because you're in the business of selling cars.
What's wrong with that? I mean, the way it's currently written, correct in code, there's nothing wrong with that.
In a residential area, you're not allowed to run a business. Now, if you have a guy who's selling cars on a regular basis, he's crossed the threshold from being a casual or just a...
But I think it's apples and oranges. And what I mean by that is that this specific property, where it is specifically located on Route 113 Highway...
24.
Or 24. This is on 24,
okay.
Right?
That picture.
Okay.
Is it 113 or
24.
24. Okay. Nonetheless, it would be different than that of, like, as an example, a community, i.e., an HOA. HOA. Whereas that would be different parameters. This is county. He's not under obligation of any HOA.
Restrictions.
No zero restrictions other than that of the county. And the county code states that you can have as many as you want. Is that correct? So long as they are licensed personally in their name.
They're licensed in his name.
Correct.
There is nothing about.
Right. So.
And Mr. Lank also brought the.
And what's wrong with that?
You're only allowed to sell.
I'll tell you what's wrong with it, because if your subdivision didn't address.
That's right.
But
you're referring
HOA,
back to an HOA.
And your neighbor was selling four and five cars, mm-hmm. or one car even. Mm-hmm. I'll guarantee you. They would be opposed. You've run a.
But that's apples and oranges. That's my point.
You cross the threshold. It's,
no.
But I will debate.
Yeah, but that's a different discussion.
Correct.
If you think the code is wrong and the code needs.
Now, the code is referencing motor vehicle or whatever, licensed vehicles. It's got nothing to do. It's a land use decision. You can't run a business. When you start selling something on a regular basis, you're in a business. I don't care.
According to our code, though, if it's a licensed vehicle you're being sold, that is a home occupation, which you're allowed to conduct.
And I can tell you right now, there are...
Let's one talk at a time here now.
There are thousands of residents in our county that run a business out of that home. How many people buy and sell things on Craigslist? How many people go online and do different things? They are running, quote-unquote, a business, and I don't really care. I mean, the fact of the matter is that this is a land use issue. The way our current code is, he's okay to do that. Now, if that's why he chose to not purchase in a homeowner association community, correct? What you're referring to is a homeowners association, whereas there are... covenants and restrictions. That's apples and oranges. It's totally apples and oranges.
Anybody can do that in a residential community that's not under a homeowner association.
And reside in the county, correct?
First of all,
why not?
First of all, don't you have to come to planning and zoning and get a permit or something to be a home occupation?
Yes.
Right. So everybody just doing this isn't a home occupation. There's a procedure to get it become even a home occupation. It's part of our land use ordinance. Also, you cross the threshold. I'll guarantee you, you're wrong. Everett ought to look into it. I don't think we could defend it if a guy's putting, I don't care what it is, out in front of his house doing it. It's different than an eBay thing or other thing. There was no signs and other. They're not being promoted. They can be parked anywhere. But there's a difference.
We're not talking about signs, right?
We're not talking about, it doesn't matter what road it's on. It doesn't matter. It's called residentially zoned land and running a business, you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, I've got one like that on Rehoboth Road up in
Gilbert. But he never was a home occupation, so don't even say that.
Neighbors are screaming about it.
The way to handle that would be to revise the definition of home occupation then.
If this is in it, then I think we should.
Well, let's get back to where we were. Do we want to act on this? Do we want to defer this? What do we want to do?
I would say let's act on it. We've already referred to it.
Then we need to, I guess...
We need to read the recommendation of the commission.
Read the recommendation of the commission. And then we need to, what, Mr. Moore, read the short title again?
Read short title.
And
with
then you will read...
The proposed findings.
And then they can go from there.
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Lang?
Yes. The Planning and Zoning Commission did hold public hearing on February 12th. On this application, and did defer action for further consideration on February 26th. The commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Ross stated he would move that the commission recommend denial of conditional use 2008 for John Martin for the operation of a trucking business and parking vehicles based upon the record made during a public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use is not a public or semi-public use. Instead, it appears to be for the sole benefit and convenience of the applicant so that he can park and operate a trucking business from his residence. Two, there is information in the record that nearby neighbors oppose this application. There is also evidence in the record that the use was previously existed without approval and has not been operated in an orderly or neat fashion. For example, information in the record states that the applicant has allowed his trucking equipment or other vehicles to trespass onto neighboring properties without permission. Three, although the applicant has applied for a conditional use to operate his trucking business, during the public hearing indicated that various other operations apparently occur on the site with all sorts of vehicles stored there. This includes race cars for personal use and automobiles for sale. Although these vehicles may be permitted, I do not feel it is appropriate to add additional vehicles associated with a conditional use trucking operation to the already crowded and small lot. Four, this is not a safe location for this use. As stated by the applicant, he is required to back his truck from the county roadway onto the property, blocking traffic. Five, the applicant stated that sometimes he starts his truck at 5 a.m. The operation of this equipment is at such an early hour is not compatible with the nearby residential uses. Six, the application has stated that he parks his trailer off-site, and there is no apparent reason why he could not also park the tractor in the same location away from his property and the surrounding residential uses. And seven, in summary, the proposed conditional use is not compatible with the neighboring and adjacent properties or roadways. As a result, it should be denied. There was a motion by Mr. Rawl, seconded by Mr. Burton, and carried with 3 votes to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be denied for the reasons stated. That motion carried 3-0, with Mr. Johnson not voting since he was not in attendance at the public hearing, and Mr. Wheatley was absent during that public hearing and the placement of the vote.
And any of this, was there a mention of repair?
In the record, you'll see he repairs his own vehicles, but not, major repairs.
Not these, the ones for sale. That's not like Mr. The guy on Cave Neck Road. He's not doing car repair, automobile repairs per se.
Just on his own vehicles, not for other parties.
Okay, so that's I want to make sure.
He typically works on his own race car, and he
probably does. I know that's no problem, and but it would be. I'm thinking. I was just wanted to know if all these cars are in the state of repair.
They're all tagged and licensed.
Yeah.
Well, you can still repair a car that's licensed.
Oh, sure, you can. But they're not in disrepair.
Oh no, it matters if it's being repaired though, because it gets noisier and dirtier.
Now then, Mr. Moore, you read the short title.
Yes. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district to operate a trucking business and parking of vehicles to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 35,011 square feet, more or less. And would you like me to read proposed findings?
Proposed findings.
Thank you. This is the application of John Martin to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a trucking business and parking of vehicles to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 35,011 square feet, more or less, land lying northwest of Millsboro Highway, Route 24, 300 feet northeast of Lewis Road, Road 409, 911 address 30102 Millsboro Highway, Millsboro, Delaware, tax map ID 133-20-17.17B. Council found that DelDoc commented that a traffic impact study was not recommended and that the current level of service E of Millsboro Highway will not change as a result of this application. C, Council found that the Sussex Conservation District commented that the applicant will be required to follow the recommended erosion sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas are affected, that it is not likely that off-site drainage improvements will be required, and that it's possible that on-site drainage improvements will be required and that no tax ditches are affected. D, Council found that Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division commented that the site is located in the Western Sussex Planning Area 5, that use of an on-site septic system is proposed, that conformity to the Western Sussex Planning Study will be required, that the proposed use is not an area where the county has a schedule to provide sewer at this time, and that a concept plan is not required. E, based on the testimony before Planning and Zoning Commission and the public hearing before Sussex County Council, Council found that Eloise Martin was present with Donald Brown, the tenant, and that they stated that John Martin was in the hospital for the Planning and Zoning Commission hearing, could not attend, that Mr. Brown lives on the property, that although he has had as many as 3 trucks on the site, his request is only for 1 tractor truck, that he no longer parks trailers on the site, that he parks the trailers at another location, that most of his haul loads are within Delaware for coastal materials, that he is unaware that he is aware that he cannot park his tractor and trailer on Route 24, that on occasion he starts his truck at 5 a.m., that he does some minor maintenance on his truck periodically, that he currently has 6 additional personal vehicles on the site, including a service pickup truck, a tow truck and race car, which is kept in a box trailer on site, that he does tinker with his own cars on site, that no signage is necessary, that Parker Block is just west of the intersection on the south side of Route 24, that he does not now cross the property line with his vehicles, that the driveway is stone, that he realizes the area is primarily residential with small lots, and that he's been selling vehicles, but they were his personal vehicles. F, council found that there were no parties present in support of opposition to this application and that three letters in opposition were received. G, council found that the proposed use is limited in scope and will have little or no impact on traffic area, roadways, neighboring properties, or communities. H, council found that the proposed use is akin to a home occupation because the applicant's tenant resides on the property, will continue to reside there throughout the use, has no employees, that the activity is conducted solely by one or more members of a family on the premises, and is incidental and secondary to the use of the premises for dwelling, that no commodity is stored or sold, that there is no group instruction, assembly, or activity, and no outside storage or display materials on the premises. I, based on the record created before Sussex County Council, the conditional use is approved subject to the following conditions, which will serve to minimize any potential impacts on the surrounding area and adjoining properties. A, owner or occupant shall reside on the site at all times during the use. B, there shall be no commodities stored or sold, no group instruction, assembly, or activity, and no outside storage or display material on the premises. C, the use shall be limited to storage and routine maintenance on personally owned trucks and other personally owned vehicles. D, all personal vehicles on site shall be tagged in the name of the owner or occupant and may only be operated by the owner or occupant. E, no semi-trailer shall be parked on the site. F, there shall be no commercial vehicle sales on the site. Vehicle sales shall be limited to the sale of personally owned vehicles. G, neither owner nor occupant shall employ any persons who will perform commercial services or sales on the site. H, there shall be no vehicle repair services performed on the site other than routine repair or maintenance on personally owned vehicles. I, all oil and other waste associated with the repair or maintenance of the vehicle shall be properly disposed of in accordance with state regulations. J, no towing business shall be operated on the site. K, any security lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. L, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements, if any, regarding entrances to the property. And M, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Pleasure, Council.
Well, we make it in the affirmative, correct, Mr. President?
Yes, sir.
All motions, I'll make a motion. We adopt the ordinance with the conditions.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett, to adopt conditional use number 2008 for the reasons and with the conditions as read into the record by Mr. Moore. Questions on the motion? We will take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
No, I don't vote for this. And the reasons for denial would be very similar, actually, exactly what Planning and Zoning had to say, and I can read this into the record if you would like.
That's entirely up to you, ma'am.
Beg your pardon?
That's entirely up to you.
Oh, I'd like to do that. Based on the record before Council and the recommendations of the Planning and Zoning Commission, I feel that this application should be denied for the following reasons. The use is not a public or semi-public use. Instead, it appears to be for the sole benefit and convenience of the applicant, so he can park and operate trucking business from his residence, and there is information in the record that nearby neighbors oppose the application. There is also evidence in the record that the use has previously existed without approval and has not been operated in an orderly or neat fashion. For example, information in the record states that the applicant has allowed his trucking equipment or other vehicles to trespass onto neighboring properties without permission. Although the applicant has applied for a conditional use to operate his trucking business, during the public hearing, he indicated that various other operations apparently occur on the site with all sorts of vehicles stored there. This includes race cars for personal use and automobiles for sale. Although these vehicles may be permitted, commissioner here does not feel that it's appropriate, and I agree with that. It's not appropriate to add additional vehicles associated with a conditional use trucking operation to the already crowded and small lot. This is not a safe location for this use. As stated by the applicant, he's required to back his truck from the county roadway onto the property, blocking traffic. The applicant stated that sometimes he starts his truck at 5 a.m. The operation of this equipment as such an early hour is not compatible with the nearby residential uses. The applicant has stated that he parks his trailers off-site, and there is no apparent reason why he could not also park the tractor in the same location away from his property and the surrounding residential areas. But in summary, the proposed conditional use is not compatible with the neighborhood and not compatible with the neighboring and adjacent properties or roadways. As a result, it should be denied.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote no also, and these are my reasons. This application, keep in mind, was a result of a violation. And also keep in mind that this is not a home occupation. There has been no permit granted. A CU permit at this location would set a precedent that is not acceptable by the other stakeholders in the area, being the residents. It was cleaned up just for, because in planning and zoning's recommended reasons for denial, it was stated that, and I believe that was a result of a violation, but it has not been operated in an orderly or neat fashion. The applicant's intent, part of number C of the reasons for denial, was that the applicant applied for a conditional use to operate his trucking business, not to just to store a bunch of personal vehicles. So the also noted planning and zoning that this is not a safe location for this use, and I see nothing in the reasons of the proposed finding of fact for support that says it has become a safe location. So P&Z thought it was unsafe. The council has not stated anywhere in our reasoning that it has now become safe. So it can't go from being unsafe to being safe. He also stated he starts his trucks at 5 o'clock a.m., again indicating operating of a business. I believe the cleanup was just to get the approval, and also keep in mind that the applicant is a tenant and that the conditional use runs with the land, not with the individual, so that you may have further problems down the road by approving this. Like I said, it sets a precedent. So my reason is no.
Sure on that.
Well, though one is highly respectful of my colleagues, I will say that whether this council approves or denies this application really doesn't make a difference, because as it is presented, the way the current code is written, he is in compliance with the way the county code is. So if we want to change the code, that's a different conversation. The way this application has been presented to us thus far, I will absolutely approve of it, because it is just reaffirming what our county code currently is. So therefore, I vote yes.
I'm sorry, sir. Yeah, I didn't.
I voted yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes.
Okay.
Any reasons?
Well, I still believe in property rights.
Mr. Cole brought some good points up, but you know, reading what the conditional idea from behind planning and zoning, a lot of those issues I think have disappeared or gone away. But the other thing concerns me, if we start not allowing people who drive tractor and trailers in this county that bring their tractors home from work to start them in the morning at 5 o'clock and go to work, we got a bigger issue to deal with, because there are hundreds of those out there that people bring home, park in their driveway. If we're going to disallow all those, it's going to be another discussion, I guess. But based on all the conditions we placed on this issue, I'm going to vote yes. Motion carried. Grants, Mrs. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of